Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call on the SACL toll-free call-in line. That's 855-450-3733. It is call in, take over the airwaves, just like Fred in Michigan. Fred?
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How are you doing today?
All's well. What would you like to talk about, Fred?
All right, well, I originally called about the national debt, so-called. But before I address that, I just wanted to bring to your attention, and I want to thank the young lady for identifying that whatever municipality it was that requires Comcast to pay for public access, because where I'm at in Flint, Michigan, they discontinued that. And I never thought of, you know, like getting a petition drive going, which I'll probably do, and get a bunch of people fired up about that very thing, because, you know, there's quite a void of uncensored factual information in this locale, that's for sure. So
something you can look at.
Anyway.
So what's going on?
Hey, so that's a great idea, to require the Comcast or whatever cable provider, so-called, like you guys say, it is a monopoly. We've also got an energy monopoly going on over here. All right. So I don't know if you guys have done any checking on whether this cold fusion process is a reality, but according to what I heard.
I saw a movie about that with Val Kilmer.
I did,
yeah, about 10 years ago. The Saint, it was great.
And what I heard from, I don't know how accurate this is, but they interviewed the guy on Coast to Coast a few months ago, and reportedly the guy had a manufacturing facility ready to go in Florida to build a commercial industrial-sized cold fusion system. So, but, you know, gun rights is a deep concern to me, and I remember when I used to be an NRA member, I saw an article, it was the American Rifleman, they gave you a choice, you know, which magazine you could get with your subscription, so membership. So I got the American Rifleman, and I gave out the copy I had to somebody and never got it back, which I really lament, because
the article's probably online if you just look for some of the verbiage.
Well, yeah, I'll do that. I don't have a computer. And right now I don't have a car either. Otherwise, I'd be up there in your neck of the woods. But it's American Rifleman, November 91, where the NRA executive director did a due diligence on militias, which were being demonized at that point in time, November 91.
Sure.
And so he brought out the fact that in the United States Code, just like in Switzerland, this government, according to the United States Code, that they are to provide the current issue weapons, ammunition, and training for all able-bodied citizens, and that constitutes what they call the secondary, or maybe unorganized, I think what you call it, the primary militia is the guard.
Right.
And then the secondary is all able-bodied people up to some age, and the government's supposed to train them to be marksmen and provide the current issue weapons and ammunition. How do you like that?
They're not doing it, that's for sure.
No, they're not. That's because nobody knows about it. And I called the NRA over the course of 2 or 3 years, the legal department, you know, just begging for them to send me a copy of the article, and even more, hey, you know, guys, the 68 Gun Act, according to JPFO, you know, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Aaron Zellman and his buddies, they did a stellar book called Gun Control Gateway to Tyranny. And I don't have the book, but I remember the article. That's another one I gave out. Somebody didn't return. It was Guns and Ammo, May 93. They did a stellar, you know, like a review of the book. And that's where they show the evidence that the 68 Gun Act is a carbon copy of the Nazi Gun Act of 38. So,
yeah, I've heard this in the past, and it's disturbing. All kinds of weapons confiscations are disturbing, and they're usually touted by people that really they don't want weapons confiscated. They want weapons confiscated from civilians. They want the government to continue to have weapons. It's a class struggle as far as they're concerned, and that's what I find the most disturbing part about it. If you're really going to try to take away all guns, then let's start with the cops and the military. That'd be an interesting place to get rid of the guns. Oh, you don't want to do that. Why?
Well, they're here to serve and protect us.
I got to tell you what a gun shop told me today, because I'm very active in my neighborhood here with Neighborhood Watch, if you will, foot patrol at night, in the wee hours, anywhere from midnight till 5 a.m. And I've had some pretty scary encounters. And so I called a gun shop telling them that I was thinking, I need to carry something like maybe on my leg, at night when I'm out there, doing this foot patrol thing. And they said, well, good luck, cause where you're at, if, for instance, I was aware during the day, and somebody saw me, some neighbor or whomever in the neighborhood, all they have to do is call and complain. There was some guy walking with a gun strapped to his leg, and they consider that I would be inducing a mob riot behavior or something like that.
Mm. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what the guy said. He said, if I were you, I wouldn't even think about that during the day because, all it requires, so it's like when, corporal punishment thing kicked in and, all these ads on the radio. If you even suspect child abuse, call this toll-free number.
Exactly. If there's some suspicious behavior, even.
Yeah. So, somebody says, hey, there's that clown. Somebody doesn't like me or something. Yeah, there's some thug coming through the neighborhood. And, and that gun shop guy said, well, the cops will probably not cite me because in Michigan, there is no law prohibiting open carry.
Right, but they'll send out guys with guns on their hips to take care of a guy with a gun on his hip. It's amazing.
A fat guy with a gun on his hip to take care of a fit man with a gun on his hip. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, we don't know the commission president.
They told me they probably wouldn't arrest me for having a gun on my hip, but they would arrest me for inciting mob riot behavior because somebody called and was all upset.
Well, be careful about that, because then under the USA Patriot Act, you could be considered a terrorist.
You're a terrorist.
Oh, that's all right.
Fred, just calling in and advocating for gun rights, it likely you're a terrorist anyway, as far as the federal government's concerned. Fred,
yeah,
thanks for the call. You know, up here in New Hampshire, we have we have open carry, and it's a relatively common thing. Activists will carry in here in Keene, and cops do nothing about it at all. But every once in a while, a situation will happen where somebody comes up from Massachusetts. We're relatively close to the border. Two-thirds of the population in New Hampshire rests in the bottom third of the state.
Right.
And, people from Massachusetts come up for, activities to buy liquor at our state liquor stores, to do some shopping in tax-free New Hampshire. This is some of the things that we sell as a state. And they will come up here and they'll see somebody with a gun on their hip and they'll call the cops. They'll freak the F out because in Massachusetts, government bureaucrats can carry weapons. So
right.
If they see
Same
somebody
New York.
See somebody with a gun on their hip, but not Vermont, and I suspect not Maine. I'm not 100% sure about what the maniac's rules are. But the they'll see this and they'll call the cops, and the cops are like, yeah, whatever, it's no big deal, shut up, go back to your life. But people go into stores. I've seen people open carrying in local restaurants, chain restaurants. It's nothing unusual here. Nothing
right.
Terribly unusual. It's unusual, but not terribly unusual. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Mark. Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the Sinkhole toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol. It's one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frames as those used in so many great Ruger pistols, including the SR-40, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls, the SR-40C. Features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro-Blax finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. Ruger.com. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE, the SICL toll-free call-in line. But here's an article that I found to be rather interesting. This is from computing.co.uk. IBM unveils chips that mimic the human brain. IBM has unveiled a new experimental computer chip that they say mimics the human brain in that it perceives, acts, and even thinks. In terms, the machines built with these chips cognitive computers, claiming that they are able to learn through experience, find patterns, generate ideas, and understand outcomes. In building this new generation of chip, IBM combined principles of nanoscience, neuroscience, and supercomputing. It's been awarded a $21 million of new funding by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. DARPA's got their money into everything for the new phase of the project, which it terms as systems of neuromorphic adaptive plastic scalable electronics, or synapse. You know, of course, they come up with that, and then they fill the words in around it. So this one's called
an acronym.
The acronym, that's the word. I was missing it in my mind. But you just stepped into the studio, Michelle, and IBM has unveiled a new experimental computer chip that they say mimics the human brain in that it perceives, acts, and even thinks. This is a major innovative initiative to move beyond the von Neumann paradigm that has been ruling computer architecture for more than a half century, says Dhirumendra Moda, project leader for IBM Research. Moda added the chip may see applications in business, science, and government. I'm certainly going to in business. I mean, you're talking about a chip that, a computer that thinks like a human. This is kind of the singularity that we've talked about on the show a few times, which is the idea that it's at some point in the relatively near future, in decades, man and machine will fuse. And the...
How very Transformers or very... What is the Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'll be back.
Terminator?
Yeah, very Terminator.
It kind of is all these dystopian futures where machines and humans collide. But I don't know. I mean, are humans a larval form of a machine race, an immortal machine race? Maybe. Are they really going to see an enhancement in their lives actually through machinery? That seems more likely to me. I mean, machines up to this point have always been just enhancements for us. Once you can build a mind that can think faster, they were the Ray Kurzweil, the guy that sort of the big thinker that this whole singularity thing centers around, had suggested it was going to be 2020 before computers were as smart as people, and that the Moore's
that'll
law,
never happen.
That computers will be as smart as people.
No.
Okay. Well, this
you
is
still the, need, you still need human minds to program them.
Well, the suggestion here is that maybe you don't. IBM says they're unveiling a new experimental computer chip that mimics the human brain and that it perceives, acts, and even thinks. So maybe, but maybe not. The claim is by guys that do this stuff that computers, A, are the memory and computing power of a computer increases every 16 months or so at this point. And they're predicting 2020 that they'll have a computer as smart as a human, which of course means in 2021 and 4 months that they'll have a computer that's twice as smart as a human and doesn't sleep. And then 16 months after that, they'll have one that is four times and then eight times. And you know, we're talking pretty quickly that something can control arms and put together stuff and make new robot bodies in which our brains can be, or our consciousness can be transmitted, these immortal bodies that will never die. The suggestion is that the first immortal human has already been born. And these are very interesting.
The first immortal human?
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm immortal. I'm eternal being.
I meant, but not as a human, you're not.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yes.
One's you know, faith and philosophical beliefs surrounding religion are kind of it actually it's going to challenge this in a great in a lot of ways. You can imagine some people that believe some of their religious stuff in a fundamental way are going to say that the idea that humans may break the mortal coil is going to be, you know, blasphemous to God or Allah, whomever it is that they believe that it's going to be blasphemous towards. And this is going to create a lot of situations. I don't know what that's going to happen, but it's not going to stop science. Science is going to continue to march forward. These chips are another significant step in the evolution of computers from calculators to learning systems, signaling the beginning of a new generation of computers and their applications in business, science, and government. Now, this is the other thing about computers. I think that they could very well break us free from the paradigm of government as it exists today. There, you know, there really hasn't been a new institution in the ideas of government since, I guess, socialism or communism. They haven't tried anything beyond socialism at this point. And that's, you know, that's a 100-year-old broken system that didn't work. It was really just government 2.0, the government getting into more stuff than it had gotten into in the past. So I think that when government is traditionally tied to a landmass. When you're talking about people being able to zip their minds...
So seasteading is the answer.
It could be. It could be. But people's minds being able to zip across the internet and do all these other things, they'll be much more mobile. If, for instance, my consciousness is uploaded to the internet and my body has withered and died, but I can have a computer body, maybe I can rent one over in Moscow. I want to take the day, you know, going to Moscow and seeing some of the old sites or whatever. I just zip on the World Wide Web over to Moscow, get a new computer body, and walk around there. How are governments going to be able to handle people being able to move from one place to another like this? They won't have the monopoly on a landmass anymore, so governments will need to transmorph into something where they actually provide service for people rather than just being tyrannical organizations. I'm, you know, interested in what would result as what's going to be a result here. IBM states that the chips, while certainly not biological, are inspired by architecture of the human brain in their design. Digital silicon circuits make up what it terms as the neurosynaptic core. Scientists have built two working prototype designs. Both cores contain 256 neurons with one, large number of programmable synapses and the other with a lot of learning synapses. The team has successfully demonstrated simple applications like navigation, machine vision, pattern recognition, and associative memory and classification. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to live care?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years. You know that cigarettes are going to kill you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers using coupon code FTL. What that means is you buy 40 of these cartomizers and the little things that contain the nicotine and the stuff that makes it turn into vapor, and you'll get a free starter kit. That's the actual the device that sort of heats up and makes these things work. It doesn't get hot in your hand, but it does vaporize the.
Is it the thing you suck?
The cartomizer is actually the thing on the end. It's kind of like the filter of the cigarette. It looks like the filter.
Okay.
But the way this works is it kind of goes in and then comes back out. So
that's what she said.
So that's what she said, Joe. Go see it at Vaporsmiths.com. Pick one up if you are a smoker. This is a much better way to get your nicotine. I'm not talking about giving up the stuff you enjoy to do, but do it in a healthier way. Vaporsmiths.com. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson?
Hey, so I've had this conversation a couple times with various people, and I have read Kurzweil's books. And I'd like to explain how exactly artificial intelligence will eventually be smarter than human beings.
You're gonna tell us how the future is going to occur, huh?
Right. I can.
Do you have a crystal ball? I just want to know, like,
I can explain it. What it is a common misunderstanding, and here's how it'll work. Okay.
Well, it's common because it's amongst us humans that aren't so intelligent, right?
No, it's what it is.
Go on.
That might be it. But I just think it's because a lot of people don't understand how computers work when they start getting into the really complicated levels because it becomes sort of complicated.
So, I know how to turn it on.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, if you've ever seen a computer game or you've seen software in science classes, you understand that computers can run physics simulations, right?
Yeah, sure. They can make it look like a ball can bounce on the screen.
Right, and it can have a random outcome. Well, if you think about it, the human brain is all these physical processes, right? So it's basically the same sort of thing. So what you can do is you can have a computer that can then simulate what is going on in an individual brain cell, right? All those chemical processes. The computer
is
then running a simulation, right?
Okay.
So then if you're simulating a network of cells on and on and on, as the computer's power becomes more powerful, so what happens is you're running a simulation program that can generate thought.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Now do you understand how a computer will eventually be able to think like a human being and...
Like a human being, but not...
Identical to... It's a simulation that is generating thoughts identical to what a human being's thoughts would be. And then eventually that simulation will be able to run faster than a human being's level of capability of thought.
So this is what I understand it, Johnson. What your explanation makes it clear for me, but at the same time, I know the computers are getting better and better as time goes by, and the Moore's Law, which originally said the computer memory and computing will double every 2 years, has really gone down to 18 months, and I suspect, since we've been saying that on air here for 5 years, we're probably talking about 16 or 17 months now, that... You know, I don't have to understand why computers will get as smart as humans, that they just will get smarter than humans. And it doesn't matter, you know, like that part really doesn't matter as to whether or not I understand how it's true. It just has to be true. They're getting smarter all the time.
Okay, but the problem is there, Mark, is that a lot of people have this belief that that's not possible, that it's never possible for a computer to think like a human because machines are machines and that's the way machines work. And what they're not really taking into account is that machines can simulate reality by, you know, software that does simulations of actual physical processes. And that's how...
Who's to say that humans think better than machines would if machines were smarter? I mean, you know, they may come up with a process that's even smarter than the way that the brain works.
Sure,
this would just allow them to simulate the way brains work, right?
The reason why human thinking is sort of better in its biological form or the way it is now, and the reason why it would need to be a simulation, is because the way binary code works and the way machine programming works now is not, there's no sort of biological imperative, which means that human beings are able to make decisions in any sort of...
We have a limbic system.
Yeah, exactly. Intelligent beings have to make decisions because you have a preference. And machines would get stuck. In other words, they'd get stuck. A lot of people like to say that, you know, like the Terminator, you know, they say that a machine, you can't have emotions in an android, right? Well, in order for a being to be intelligent, it has to have emotions. Because emotions are what allow you to not get stuck, you know, when you... Like, you walk into a room and you have to go through one door or another to get out, and you have to choose.
We have sensory perceptions that that, you know, affect our decision making as well. So even if, you know, something can be rational or irrational, but at the time, if there's a bad odor in the room, then you make a different set of matrix of decisions. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a little bit more. I just love the human brain, and I love the human body, and how complicated and amazing it is. I'm going to go for that one.
With abstract decisions, like if a machine didn't have any sort of emotions, it would get stuck. If you put it in a room and you said, "Okay, you get to leave this room through the left door or the right door," and don't give them any other parameters, right? And a machine, you know, if they didn't have any emotions or weren't able to just form a preference based on like random selection or whatnot, the machine would never leave the room because it wouldn't be able to say, "I don't know which door should I go through." But a human being would just pick one, you know.
I think the real important question here, Johnson, over the sort of computer science is: how old is the oldest person that's going to live forever?
Oh, we'd have to go back and replay the archive with Dr. Aubrey de Grey, right? So.
Well, I mean, does he really know? Ray Kurzweil, he's saying that it's, 2045 is the date. If you make it to 2045, then you'll probably live forever or something like that. Is that what he's claiming?
sure hope so. I mean, but I don't know. You know, I have.
Would you want to live forever, really?
Yes.
I would.
Seriously?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm getting chin hairs, gray hairs, saggy boobs.
You won't have that body anymore, Michelle.
Oh, I get a new body?
Yes. It'll be even more rocking than the one that you've got.
Yeah, way more. Nanotechnology and whatnot.
But the unfortunate part is everybody will have one.
Yeah. Right. So if everyone is hot, then there's really, there isn't
Dr.
hot.
Dr. Aubrey de Grey's vision of the future is that everyone essentially looks like they're about 25, you know, as long as they're not a child. But that, you know, most people grow up and you stop aging around the age of 25 or so, and then everyone looks 25 for, you know, thousands of years.
I think that you'll probably hit computer bodies before, robot bodies before that, and some people will opt for that, so I don't know what they'll be doing.
Well, robot bodies might be a collection of nanites that look identical to being human.
Could be.
So,
Johnson, thanks for the call.
See ya.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sam in Texas. Sam?
Hey, guys. Y'all were talking about the markets earlier, and I wanted to add a few data points to that. A great website that's fairly technical called Zero Hedge has a lot of good articles and stories
sure
that they
do.
Collect from around the Internet.
Yep.
And what they're pointing out is that the way the stock market is acting and the things that are unfolding now is very much mirroring the crash of 2008. Chavez is calling back 6 million ounces of gold from London. They probably sold it. So we may see a very big short squeeze, as well as Bank of America be the first one to go down. Just
Sam,
like
if you've got more, just hold on a second here. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Five five four five zero three seven three three 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. How big is the U.S. debt crisis, really? Economics professor Anthony Davies illustrates the size of the U.S. federal government's debt and unfunded obligations as broken down versus the GDPs of countries around the world and different sort of ratings on this bar graph, and it is amazing video to see. You need to see it. Your friends and family need to see this video. It's 1 minute and 18 seconds long. You will be amazed. It is stupefying. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org. Go see this video. Get your family to watch this video. Post this video on your Facebook. It's an amazing, important video. LearnLiberty.org/FTL. Let's go back to Sam in Texas. Sam?
Hey, guys.
Tell us what you were talking about there regarding the market.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing with the dollar and the U.S. economy and the U.S. government is really like Uncle Sam's on the emergency room table. He's gone flatline again, and the Fed's there with their shock panels going, all right, QE3 clear. And then, then they get another pulse and they come out and say, hey, this is a recovery, folks. See, everything's fine. We've actually been in recovery since summer of last year. Y'all just don't know it. And this is what they're expecting people to believe, but the cracks are starting to show. And there's one of the examples with Bank of America. All of the global banks have had their stocks really hammered. There are over 30 stock exchanges that are down 20% from their 2011 highs. So the markets are really turning down on all of this bad news. The euro zone is about to break up because of, Spain and Greece and Italy and so forth. I mean, things are really getting pretty dire. And it doesn't look like they're going to be able to hold it off for much longer.
Yeah, the prediction of the second recession, it wasn't very popular a few months ago, but it is getting a lot more popular now. Now, certainly popularity and people talking about it doesn't make it true, but what evidence do we have that there's a recovery? If there's not a recovery, a recession, you've really got a choice of recovery, flatline, or recession. And we've kind of been, the stimulus package is over. And it did a little something. I mean, you're right. It absolutely gave a little shock to the system. But, Uncle Sam's still lying there dead and continuing to do the same things he's done that got him there, whether it's eating red meat or drinking alcohol or whatever the term is you wish to do. It's not like he's changed his patterns in any way that would cause some kind of change. So I suspect that a double-dip recession, I think we might very well see it, Sam. What do you suggest people do?
And this is going to wake up the masses to the idea of precious metals and as a store of value. And so we've already seen them start to go up. The central banks have bought more in, 2011 or 2010 than they have
you know, they all broke records for how much they purchased that year. China's been buying, India's been buying not just gold but also silver. And now today, Hugo Chavez announced that he's going to be calling back all of the gold that his country has stored around the world to be kept locally. And he has 6.8 million ounces, 17,400-ounce gold bars that are supposedly in London, which I'm guessing they would be at the LBMA, who has probably sold, optioned, or leased all of that gold out. So they don't have it, and it's going to create the short squeeze where they're going to have to go out in the market and buy.
Chavez would be just the kind of guy that would have no problem going and doing that to one of these banks, too. You know, all these other guys seem to be in bed with them. And I'm not, by no means am I a fan of Chavez, but I mean, one can't say that he's not an individual and, you know, thinks sort of on his own. What you've
seen. You mean he's tired of the United States being a bully to the rest of the world.
To him. And I think he's a bully, too. He's a would-be bully, certainly where he's at. But the fact is silver and gold have both seen increases over the last few hours here. And I tend to agree. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I know Midas Resources has gold and silver that you can buy as an individual. Maybe Chavez will have to get his gold from them. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Sam, thanks for the call. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned?
Hey, Free Ian Freeman.
Day number 11.
It's day 11.
Nope, day 12,
of
day 10, excuse me.
It's day 9 of captivity, I believe.
I don't know. I'm going to have to redo the math, but my note here says that it's day 10.
Anyway, in honor of that, I picked two five. You'll like this, Mark. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I picked two 5-gallon buckets of heirloom tomatoes for my newly christened Freeman Garden. took them to the local park, accompanied by a couple of my faithful Dobermans, and I handed them out to the homeless. And Mark, the Dobermans love it when you do your German voice, man. That's all they speak is German. So anyway, hey, that was a great call from Sam, and the Isle guys can like this. Once again, the Bank of England rears its ugly reptilian head in the news. This is going to be interesting. He's on to that gold thing. And you had a great call from the guy from Michigan, which I'm glad to let him on and let him go develop it, because it turned into a very interesting call about the militia. And back in the day, on the opening day of gun deer season up in Michigan, which is high-powered rifle, that is the seventh largest standing army in the world, and I'm sure it's still right up there.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that so many people will go to the Midwest, Michigan and Wisconsin and places like that to do their hunting when, you know, most states have deer. Why do folks go there to do their hunting?
Well, up in Michigan, man, they're like rabbits and squirrels. They're just everywhere. I mean,
there's lots of them.
There's lots of them. But that is, and you know what, that's the citizens of several states. That's a sedentary, unorganized militia that the founding fathers envisioned. That is it, man. It's heavily armed, armed to the teeth, and that's what keeps these guys at bay. And I hope I'm wrong, but like I said last night, I think it's getting near that time, so it's going to be interesting times. But hey, great show.
Thank you, Captain Ned.
And hey, thanks for talking about the Amaro, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome.
That warms my heart when you bring up that North American Union. And just the other day, Chairman Obama was talking about the SPP. He mentioned Security and Prosperity Plan. That's what that North American Union is. There's going to be nothing secure or prosperous about any of that if they put it into effect. And George W. Bush wanted that in by 2010.
You know, so it always makes me wonder, man, why politicians, like for instance in Canada and Mexico, why would they put up with the combining of essentially the three countries? They have to know that they're not going to, that the United States is the big kid on the block and they're going to take their lunch money and all that stuff. Why would those politicians give up their sovereignty?
When you brought that up earlier, it was very interesting because I jumped right on that. They're not going to have any choice. Now, they're going to open those borders. It's going to become one big country. The United States of America will be dissolved if they get their way. Now, all that's standing in the way is a redneck nation, and like I said about Michigan, man, they're out there, they're here. The unorganized militia is ready and able.
Well, I don't know that the, you know, what I've seen from the hunter guys is many of the times, this, I'm just drawing from my own experiences, you're talking about guys that, on, you know, in my fire department and stuff, many of them are government bureaucrats, and I don't know that they always understand very, really well these ideas of liberty. Many of them get their paychecks from government organizations, and, you know, they...
The fire department's not as bad as, like, the police department.
I tend to agree. Mm-hmm. I tend to agree, you know...
Well, there's a lot of us, I don't want to cut you off, but there's a lot of us rednecks. We're not bureaucrats employed, okay? We're citizens of several states united, as pointed out in the Constitution. And one more quick thing, if you'll entertain this. If all your local broadcasting, you guys, all you guys 18 through 25, you probably noticed a big push from Selective Service to register. You know, they're insulting these guys. They're threatening them with jail time. They say, you know, You've got to register for the Selective Service. Also remember to register for your classes in college. They're insulting these guys' intelligence. Get them ready for this big Selective Service push, which is coming. And if you remember when Obama ran for president, he said they're gonna have a civilian security force on par with our army as well.
That's big and as well funded and as powerful. Those are the terms he used.
And when I called last night about that's what they're going to use to attempt to disarm the public. That is, and if you pull that Selective Service thing up at the post office, it's like a big postcard, folds out three ways.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting enough, on the front end, I'm looking at a dollar bill. It's got the same all-seeing eye with an inverted pyramid. Like I said, these guys are into symbolism on the front. But when you open this up and read it, there's 21 categories of who must register.
I should have known the Illuminati was involved.
Well, you know what? But look at it. They want
We're going to have to
pick
this up
doing.
Next week.
Thanks, Ned. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.